Welcome to Spray Managers, the podcast that dives deep into the world of water skiing with Chris Rossi and Trent Fennison.
This is the most important part. Like, so there's, you know, slalom's multifaceted and people can say there's different theories and there's different styles and da da da. This is the most unbending, unyielding, unarguable facet of slalom skiing. And it's simple, basic, but important. It's structure. The way you stand dictates potential, period.
There's no greater thing that you and I could help people with and to pass along than that. I mean, it just is. If you don't have the right, you know, stance or structure, you don't go anywhere. I mean, that is the, my hips are always back. You know, I'm not balanced on my ski. I can turn my onside, but my offside seems, you know, like it, everything. Imagine standing here and just like, you know, stand up out of your chair or whatever you want to do and don't stand right. And see how long it takes for your quads to burn or your back to hurt or your neck to blow out. I mean,
yes. Yeah. Or sitting at your computer.
You nailed it right there.
Like right now. Yeah. I'm just like, as you said that, I just kind of let my center go soft, slouch my shoulders. And you're like, well, it's an epidemic, right? I mean, how often do you hear people talking about this? You know, I was hunched over my computer all day. It's the single. So I always think of it, you know, I build a slalom skier through this idea, this pyramid in my mind. You know, and as simple as slalom is, there's really, the way I frame it, there's three things that are important, and this is the base. This is, and Rossi, you started on this. I pull too long. I've got a loose line. I can't turn my offside, like you said. All of these things, this facilitates everything. Without this, you're going to be doing patchwork on every other aspect of the course.
I think that's the story of a lot of our lives. And that's why I like the way that you look at it is that, you know, I mean, if I go back to my beginnings, you know, I mean, we were just, you know, some fantastic water skier, Warren Witherall, you know, helped to introduce my dad to the idea of having a ski course, you know? So, you know, he showed my dad how to put it in and what it looks like when someone skis it. But then after that, you know, he's gone and we're just figuring it out. And so basically it is patchwork. It's like, well, how the heck do we get through this whole pass? You know, like, oh, how do we go faster? How do we do, you know? So, I mean, I think that, you know, that the best thing you could ever do for youth or for anybody that's new to the sport is to start them with coaching, not your coaching. Well, maybe your coaching, Trent, but you know, professional coaching.
So, yeah.
So that they get the right start so that this stance and these things are started from the very beginning so that you're not band-aiding, like you're saying. I mean, I had lots of things that I have had to unlearn, or, you know, I guess we would say repathway, you know, reconnect in a different way. And also, guess what? Some of it is hammered in there to the point that it's going to take some serious work to, you know, the longer that you do something, the more difficult it is to get away from it. But that doesn't mean that you can't start to even 10% or 5% difference in a deficiency that you have can make a monstrous difference in the end result. So,
yes,
you know,
this is the aspect that will yield the greatest return. There isn't a skier on the planet that would not benefit from this being slightly refined. And I'll even reflect, like when I start the season, obviously this is the only thing I'm thinking about. But I'll be a month into the season, I'm like, I still don't feel as fast as I felt last year. And then I just find like, as I get stronger and I get, you know, more comfortable with the speed and the space and the timing, all of a sudden I go from 98% perfect alignment to that last 2%. And all of a sudden, boom, I'm fast again. You know, of the 200 different skiers I'll work with this year, there isn't one of them that this isn't part of it. This is that, you know, we've talked about creating a theme for the season. We've talked about season planning. You know, what's the one aspect I know needs to be better this year? 99%, and that's not overstated. This is where you need. This is what where you need to be. This is what you need to be focusing on.
Okay, you've got me fired up. You've got me. I'm in, man. I'm ready to go. How do we kick this off? Like,
what
how do
is
we?
That? So, well, it's a basic. Okay, so I don't think. There, well, I was going to say there isn't much confusion. There is a little bit confusion surrounding what it is we're seeking. So hips up is the most common thing that people are going to tell you, or get your butt up. Don't have your butt back. You're dragging your butt. So what is that? You know, what is hips up? And the answer is simple. Stand up. You know, stand up. Go with that perfect proud chest posture. And I'm talking about like stand up in your office, in your living room. If you're driving, right. Obviously we're not going to be doing that, but stand up, engage your glutes. So your hips roll underneath you or underneath your shoulders. It's that straight aligned body position. And the way I liken it to people is let's just say you had 100 pounds in each hand. And if you held it for 30 minutes, you win $1 million. However, we're going to frame this. How would you stand? You know, would you be hips up, arching your back? No, you would just stand up perfectly straight. Your glutes would be engaged. Your spine would be neutral. And
your arms would be bent, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. And as you get into that perfect position, like you're saying, Rossi, your arms are going to completely relax. You're going to get your body into as straight a line as possible. And you're going to hold it for 30 minutes. Easy. It's not going to be hard.
Are you
going to
flex every single muscle in your body?
And that's it, right? Like, so when I was kind of going through these motions this morning before we hopped on the mic, I actually did do this. It wasn't 100 pounds, but, you know, I picked up a backpack in each hand and I just kind of sort of start playing around with, as my hips go back, what happens? My arms start to separate away from my body. What happens then? I found like the more my arms separated from my body, the more my hips went back. I started feeling myself really engaging through my pecs, trying to control that, you know, that the movement in my arms. And then as soon as I realigned, swung my hips back underneath, arms relaxed, shoulders relaxed, pecs relaxed. And I like play with this. When you get into that straight body position, you have so much control over your body with your core. Mm-hmm. You simply engage your center. Any movement goes away. And then round your shoulders, hollow your chest, take that spine out of neutral, round it a little bit, then flex your core. It doesn't do anything. Right. So it's simply that. It's just standing in as straight a position as possible. So that when someone's telling you hips up, that's what they're telling you. But again, it isn't hips up. It's not hips forward out of alignment in that regard. It's just finding yourself in as straight a body position as possible. So the fight goes away. There's a reason why it looks easy. There's a reason why it feels easy when this is correct, because you're just in a balanced position. When your spine goes into neutral like that, you have so much control just through your core that honestly, you know, other than grip strength, that's what's firing the most when you get into that position. Cause once you find that alignment, all you're trying to do is maintain it, and your core is going to have a lot of power when you're in a straight line.
Yes. 100%. I mean, it's when people, you know, probably one of the most common things that I, you know, when people ride in the boat that haven't ridden in the boat for me, you know, the couple comments are, it looks so easy and man, you're strong. Mm-hmm. And my whole, you know, my comment back to them is, it didn't take me any extra power to be in that powerful position. The positioning is what was powerful.
Yes.
So that I could just chill and ride and make it look easy. Cause actually it is easy. Like,
yes.
Stop making it so hard. Think about what Trent just said about just standing up. Okay, like when you just stand up and then you look down and you say, oh, like I'm rolling my shoulders forward, and you work on just thinking about where your posture would be to just be aligned. You know, I go back to when you were talking about, you know, holding the backpacks or holding weights, right? Like, are you trying to stand as tall as possible? Like you're going to get to the ceiling? No, you're finding What is your straight up and down? Are you squatted because it's safe? No way, because your quads are going to start to burn like crazy when you squat. Yeah. Your hips go back. Now you're not in line anymore. So like all of these ideas are really, you're just trying to find your balance point. And yeah. everybody's you know, the way your physiology is in your body, yes. like the way you're made up, your anatomy may be a little bit different than my anatomy. You know, I mean, we've told this before, but like my right knee, you know, when I bend and do a squat, my right knee likes to go inward at a 4-degree angle. Right. So like I run an insole in there to keep it so it's running straight up and down. But the point is, like, if I hadn't corrected that, my body would run slightly different than your body yep. would, Trent. Right. Like
yep. Yep.
I have a right glute that does not fire and does not have as much strength as my left glute does. Is that because I'm right foot forward? Probably. Is that because I have, you know, 40 or whatever years of experience on the water and being 1 foot in front of the other? Yeah, maybe. What am I doing in the gym? Oh yeah, I'm working on that right glute firing. I don't think it means as much as my left glute just because of my right to left, but it does mean a lot to my balance of my hips, balance of my body structure, you know, and all of that. So like, you know, we're all very, very different on these ends. And I think that you got to find your spot. I mean, I just see so, and then it goes into like, when you talk to like, okay, so Trent, when you yeah. teach somebody this, do you see that they start by being rigid in trying to be in that position? Like, let's take a hips down person. Like,
yeah.
how do you talk to somebody about improving their stance and structure? Or am I jumping the gun here? Do we have something
no,
else
no,
we
not at
talk
all.
About
no,
first?
No, not at all. No, I think that, no. So I like, the more misaligned you are, the more rigid you have to be to try and control moving parts. But similarly, I think where you're going with that is people, I think often people trying to find this position, they do it by forcing, by pushing handle down, by trying to keep it close to their body, by trying to thrust their hips forward, and they end up, and again, what are we really looking for? We're looking for balance. So step one in this, and I share this with people I ski with, and I'm shocked how often I have to share it and how often I have to remind people if I haven't seen them in a couple months. Every single set I've ever taken, you know, and I can say that, you know, I that doesn't apply to when I was 9 years old, but when skiing became my project, every single set I've ever taken, practice, tournament, every round in a tournament, I've never put my ski on without first fixing a handle to something and finding that balance point.
Yep.
Every set. So, I mean, the easiest place to do it is in the back of the boat. You know, put the handle on the pylon, let your feet be right at the back of the motor box, and find that position. You know, go from a perfectly, you know, go from a standing position and let yourself down, fall, you know, gently away from the handle, and then and just hold it. You've got to find that balance point. And almost every skier that is misaligned on the water is misaligned on dry land when they find this position. It's not a waste of time. Most people can't find it. But if that's part of your every single set routine, like, you need to be able to find it in the back of the boat or on dry land, very first contact. The moment you fall against a tight rope, you need to be balanced. And if you're having to, you know, fall against that rope and then readjust, that it's telling you that, you know, that's work that you need to be paying attention to, and you need to do it every set. And that's one of those other things too. You know, when we're talking about pre-ski routine, that's one I would be unbending on. Every single person should do that.
I mean, actually, I didn't know where you were going with this, but
yeah.
in ending up there, I think you just nailed exactly where we want to go with our listeners on this one, because I do not do that. I need to.
Well,
do
you're
that.
Really, really good, though.
I mean, let's just say though, when I was running ski school, yeah. I would either always have a handle on the dock,
yeah,
or I would always, you know, put the skier I mean, basically, it's exactly what you said. I don't think I've ever seen a skier fall into perfect balance other than a pro.
Yeah.
I mean, no, basically, you're right. And I'm talking high-level skiers. They'll fall into that position.
No, you're right. Yes, like people that can run 39 off, yes.
Yep. Yep. So basically pros I find fall right into that, and thus I don't ask them to do it. But everybody else, beginners, you know, you can show them immediately, like, oh, see how your arm is bent. You know, I mean, that's why, like, you know, you go back in episode, you're gonna hear, you know, what do I tell kids? Arm straight, have fun. Because if your arms aren't straight, you can't fall into balance. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yes.
So, like, that's just a little key that I had. So that clued in on me. I wanted to jump in and just give a couple of thoughts for people that are going to then go and do what we're talking about. So commonly what I see is when people do this is they don't get their feet directly underneath the handle. So, you know, I want to make sure that when you are standing there straight up and down that your feet and the handle are in line. That helps you to be able to fall into this position. I think that's really important. The other thing is I'll see people put, you know, their wrong foot forward. I'm like, no. Put your feet in line with the handle. So if the handle's going east and west, your feet are like they're in a water ski going east and west, and your feet are together the way they would be on your water ski. If you have a huge...
Be mindful of that, because you're right, Rossi. That's something I see often. People have their feet all skewed as if they were skiing on a broken ski or something.
Right. Right. Like that. It's not like that. So, you know, if you run your boots where your rear toe is touching your rear heel, then have your feet together, have them right underneath there. And then you should be able to stand up tall. That's the first thing I do, which is weird. What do we talk about when we want to pull out for our gates there, Trent? We talk about standing tall before we go down. Right.
Yep.
So I want you to stand tall, take a deep breath, and then allow yourself to fall into that leaned position that you envision is going to be that position that you fall right behind the boat. The other thing that I have, you know, if you're going to do this, I want you straight behind the pylon. If you're going to be in the boat, I want you right behind the engine cover. You know, I want your feet underneath the handle, and I want you, you know, thinking about your wake crossing. I don't want you all, you know, on the side, like trying to pull like that way. We want to be directly in line. You know, I mean, that's just, I mean, whatever, but I mean, you should be able to fall into that. If you crash onto it, then you need to work on how you're falling away. I mean, if you fall into it and your hips immediately set back, then you know, okay, how do I do this? So find that position. And this is a position that you should be able to hold for how long should you be able to hold? Like, once you fall into this perfect balanced position, do you have any expectations on how long your student could or anybody could stay there?
I mean, if it's correct.
Right. I'm talking correct.
Yeah. If it's correct, you'd stay there until your grip strength ran out, which I would imagine for a water skier would be 5 minutes. You know? And if it's like soon, once you be patient with this, because this is as important as anything you're going to learn on the water. So once you get into that position, what I like have people do is I just like hold it. I want you to stay there. I want you to stay there for at least 20 seconds. And I want you to start taking stock of what you're feeling. You know, where's the pressure? Is it running down my shoulders, through my arms, through my spine, or are you feeling it in your upper back? Are you feeling it in your lower back? You know, just take stock. And then, you know, I'll suggest people like just move around a little bit. Like where do you feel the weight on your feet? If it's in your heels, I want you to like kind of flex into your ankles a little bit, like I want you to just move around until you can feel that balance point and feel that the weight has shifted into the balls of your feet. Then once you find that, shift it even more in the tips of your toes until you have to take a step to prevent yourself from falling. You know, like just you want to explore that position. You want to find that position that you know you could hold for 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a great way to do it. I mean, could you walk me through maybe like, I think, you know, now I'm sitting here like trying to visualize the pressures running through my body. I don't know if you have this on command or not, but could you walk through where you would be feeling things when you feel that perfect balance? You know, like I definitely know, like when you feel heels, we're going to be setting back on and our center mass is back when you, and I just wanted to say one thing before you go when you said flex your ankles, I think what you're really telling the listener is you're flexing your ankles, but you're not bending your knees. You're actually moving your center of mass forward. You're not, you're not bending at the ankle to, you know, drive your body forward. You're just, you're hinging the whole
hinging
body.
Is the perfect word.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted to clear that one up.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Yeah. Hinging your ankles. Yeah. Like, and again, that's why that's a strange directive on the water to hinge or flex your ankles. Cause typically how people react to that is they bend their ankles, their knees, and their hips. You know, they lower themselves.
Ankle, knees, and then hips set back. Ankles, knees go forward, hips set back. You just you counterbalance yourself worse.
Yep. Yep. So when I find that position on the water or on land in the back of the boat, I feel like I'm just a dead weight behind the load. So what I'm going to do first of all is I'm going to make sure that, you know, chest is broad enough that my spine goes into that straight neutral position. I'm going to make sure that I am square to the load, just to the point where I've got equal pressure in both shoulders, equal pressure in both hands. and then I'm going to like hyper flex my center. You know, if I'm in that straight body position, I can control my balance. I can control any potential movement just by being really strong through my core. And I think it's exploring that position, you know. If you feel like you potentially have a little work to do on this, video, have someone video or take still photos, you know, from looking down the rope, maybe one from the side, you know, and then you can assess it. Is this the perfect position or not? And that's, again, that if that seems... like if that does seem like it's overkill to you, it's worth the effort. I mean, I had someone reach out to me 2 weeks ago just with that, like, hey, would you mind if I send you a couple photos of, you know, this me working on this balance point? Tell me what you think. I think we just want to skip to the fun stuff, you know, when like we said right from the onset of this episode, this one single aspect facilitates every single other aspect of the sport, every single other thing, every single thing that every ideal you have, everything you want to accomplish, this is what controls it.
I think this is a great place for us to close on this episode, really, is we focus so much on stance and structure. Let's do this behind the boat, like in the boat, not skiing. Like if we can't do this right here, dry land properly, how are we expecting ourselves to be able to, you know, do this while dealing with all these forces and all these, the speed happening on the water. Right. So, you know, and I, you know, it just jumped out of my head, like that you had people, you know, reaching out and wanted to talk to you about it. Like for all of our listeners out there, like if you guys want to find Trent and I on social media, DM us on a stance, just to see like what we see, like you can give us a shot. I mean, I'm Rossi Ski there on Instagram, like, you know, or reach out to another coach and just ask him whatever it is. Like, I mean, I think it's important that you find that spot and really take the time to do this exercise and to see where you fall, where do you feel out of balance, like all of these things.